listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Constantly.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
Going down. I see criminals going down. That's a good thing, y'all. It's morning for me, but it's evening time for you over there in America. You're tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we're here right here on the Truth Network. I don't know, do we have an official slogan for RBN? I know this is the hot spot where you're going to get the truth. This is the RBN, the Public Broadcasting Network. And, well, I'm joined by my co-host, Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
That's right. The Man Wonder is here. We were celebrating 15 minutes into Derek Chauvin and chill, and then another girl gets shot by the police, 15-year-old girl. So.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll get into that. I just want to celebrate. Not only that, it's just... The haters, man, the haters. You know, last Friday, I've been being called, even during the show, I sometimes simulcast Red Pill Nation, and I don't simulcast the episodes with a few that have certain individuals on them. No, I'm not going to give them any press. I told them they will never be on this network ever again, and I'm a man of my word. And so, it's not going to happen. So, people started asking, like, where am I at? It's like, did you forget? I'm not answering the calls with these certain individuals on the line. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, we forgot. But, like... I'm still in all these chats and replicate chats, you know, held by the same person. And I see these individuals talking trash, but it's like, don't be careful not to be targeted by this insane person, you know, just like talking outside his mouth. You know, like, oh, really? Okay. I can do that too. Yeah. I'm going to be on so-and-so's show that this person particularly hates because he's successful and the other one's not, even though they both have had the same guest. It really kind of shows you who's got it and who doesn't. If two hosts have the exact same guest, and one was crying about that, like this guy's stealing my guest. But when you have the same guest, one becomes a success, and the other one is homeless, sleeping on his dad's couch, pretending to run a pseudo network. Well, it kind of says everything. So, you know, this guy obviously did not make it very far in the industry because I guess he doesn't know how to shut his mouth or you know, not to make enemies in the industry. But it's like, you know, I'm going to be on this other guy's show. It's wonderful how some people are successful and other people aren't. And for the simple fact that, I mean, 20 years in the business, you know, you want to act like a godfather, but 20 years in, you're still an amateur and you still hadn't made it. I can't even call you a has-been because you hadn't made it yet. Here I am, leagues far past you, with a real network, with other real media companies. And it's like, come on, man. The guy wants to act like he's a rapper or something. I've got a rap label. Oh, by the way, everybody, visit dojohiphop.com, if you will. Buy some albums from any one of my great artists, especially Sir Spitz, who drops the beat. And yes, my album, I'll drop a demo by this time next year. I'm going to be busy with TV network stuff. It's my plate's full. Anyway, there's that direct contrast. You know, people want to talk all that noise, but they haven't come up to my level yet. Yeah, I might be so shiny and new, but I do things naturally. I do things, I don't know, I'm sort of like the Kwisatz Haderach. I instinctively know how to do things correctly when I try them. I have experts try to teach me things, and I teach them a better way to do it. So, I mean, try to call me an amateur, but I'm leagues, and far above in success than this guy. This guy has never discovered anything. He's never solved any mysteries like I have. He's just regurgitated stuff, having UFO videos where he can't tell the difference between, you know, an airplane and a UFO. So, you know, I mean, come on. You're washout. You don't compare. So I like checking the haters. And so that's my own little personal victory that I'm always loving and enjoying. So we got another hater that's gone down. As my co-host just mentioned, let's talk about the good news. Go ahead.
Well, the good news was that we had Chauvin guilty in all three counts. I think that was the right decision. You know, we've discussed before, you know, some of the anomalies. It's not like, you know, we have police coming out of the ambulance and police license plates at the police. That's neither here nor there. If it was what they told us, then good. And that will also was going to stop some unrest, but the victory was short-lived because I'm sitting there watching it, and then all of a sudden I see something across my Facebook stream, which is people are protesting outside of the police headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, because according to the early reports I've read so far, there were people fighting in a front yard, this 15-year-old girl. She called the police to sort it out. And when the police got there, they put four bullet holes in her chest, and then there was a knife on the ground next to her. So as soon as this happens now, everyone's going to immediately have some thoughts. One of them is going to be like, okay, this is just the police are out of control. Two, my conspiratorial mind also says, right after the Chauvin thing, what the heck? This is a little crazy. But police do kill three citizens on average a day. So, it's just like we had a little victory and now everybody thought there were going to be riots in Minneapolis. Now there might be, but not because of the George Floyd situation. It might be because of what happened in Columbus, Ohio. So that's something
they need to just disarm the police, get it over with. Disarm the police. They have too many social engineering population control programs as is. Okay. They're beaming us with Wi-Fi and make our food cancerous. They've got too many social engineering aspects to depopulate us, okay? You know, got vaccines now. Why do you need police out there on the streets? They're going to randomly kill people. It's not enough. Okay, I mean, three people a year or so, you know, whatever the number may be, it's not going to amount to the sheer, you know, black person dying from diabetes because he had too much Kool-Aid in the 90s. Well, Joplin flies. Nobody wants to talk about that. Why is it so important? I mean, the police are there to brutalize us, to enforce MKUltra. But you need a person alive for that. You need people alive for that. So, just get it over with. Take away the lethal weapons, these hit squads. You can have your SWAT team on call from anywhere. When's the last time somebody got away robbing a bank? Nobody's going to escape from the long arm of Johnny Law, as is.
And the thing is,
guns away from these damn police officers.
And exactly, they got cameras everywhere to track us whenever we're making a movement. If they want to find us, anyway. The next phase is, and they already started doing this in some places, universal basic income. Just let us stay at home. At least, you know, you're putting one boot on our throat. At least take the other one off our throat with the police. And there's a lot of bootlickers out there still defending the police. And you know what? They will follow any order the Democrats tell them to. They will follow, it's now mandatory in your city to shut down all the medium-sized businesses in quadruple mass. Yes, sir. Whatever you say. The cops were supposed to be a vanguard. They were supposed to be like a fail-safe to make sure, you know. And you know, another thing is, too, cops always say, look, I don't make the rules. I'm just, you know, I'm just following what the politicians say. Go take it up with the lawyer. Go take it up with the judge. Go take it up with Congress. Congress kid, they're the ones making the laws. Well, the number one lobby in the United States, last I checked, was the military-industrial complex. And the number two was law enforcement. So they do play a huge part in making the laws. And those laws are always on their side. But I do think, amidst all this brutalization that's going on, or I don't even know if that's a word, brutalization, who knows? But Mike, you can check that for me, maybe. I'll Google it. But we are seeing qualified...
I use it, so it must be a word.
So we are seeing qualified immunity and in Maryland go away in certain places. And in Maryland, we're seeing also the law officers' Bill of Rights, because most people don't know that law officers also have a separate Bill of Rights outside and above our Bill of Rights. So I think that's the silver lining within this all is, yeah, we might have to see some growing pains. Yep, you know, we might have to see some Nikes getting looted. But, you know, it's a small price to pay when somebody dies, and hopefully we get some qualified immunity. So, I mean, we get rid of qualified immunity. I need qualified immunity. I need diplomatic immunity out this beast.
You know, I think as reporters, as media, we're supposed to be the fourth arm of the government, right? We should have our press badges that should allow us to walk pretty much anywhere. Yeah, when you want my clearance, here's my clearance. CLBTV. Back up. Yield, mutt. Yeah, we should have the same thing as CIA, just be able to walk in anywhere. Because we are the investigative arm that reports directly to the people. While the rest of the government agencies want to have everything on top secret, well, this is a nation that is that finds secrecy repugnant, remember? Free and open society? Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, so then I went into a township outside of the suburbs of Chicago there. I did an audit at one of the town halls. I can pull it up on my videos. I haven't released it yet, but I walk in. No, yeah, actually, I did release it. It's the town of, I forget. But anyways, I'll look it up in a sec. But I walk into the town hall. They're having a meeting in the town hall room with the door open. There's police there. There's fire there. There's a stenographer. It's all glass windows, so you can see inside from the outside. Anyways, It's an open door. I walk in, and everyone's like stops breathing. Ah, oh my God, it's so crazy. You can't be in here. Well, isn't this a public building? Isn't that the door open? Aren't you guys elected officials? Isn't that police officer work for us? So. That's exactly what happened. They spazzed out, and you know, people are not used to the government being checked for so long. For so long, people just left them alone. Nobody went to police stations. You know, nobody was at the halls of Congress or anything like that. I mean, there were some people here and there, but now it's kind of consistent, man. And now people are going up to governors, they're going up to elected officials, they're going up to officers. And they're filming them, they're checking them, they're calling them out, they want to see the book, they're requesting FOIAs. They're saying, hey, let me see the last 20 emails you wrote. Let me see the last 10 internal affairs investigations at this department. And people are doing the work. Some people just go out and film it, and then they have the super subscribers that help them out and do the research, too. So we are gathering some speed. We are gaining some ground in this nonviolent fight so far. So I am optimistic.
Well, I don't see how it's a nonviolent fight. We're at war right now. I think it's getting to that point. We are literally going to have to go to war with the police. And until they disarm them, we are going to have to gear up ourselves and go to war.
And it's sad, too. I hope it doesn't get to that level, but I just saw one feed. It's really sad to have to side with Antifa. And that's what I've been doing in some cases. Now, not in everything. Disclaimer, not in everything. But you know, when I think about all the right-wing people that said, oh, standing army, and all 3%, oh man, when they come to my town, da-da-da. Every 5 minutes, we're going to have a protest at the Capitol called the National Guard. Joe Biden's getting inaugurated, National Guard. Oh, protest in Baltimore, National Guard. Minneapolis is called the National Garden. It's called the National Garden. And there's these 12-foot fences. There's freaking tanks. There's people shaking down journalists, arresting journalists, mainstream journalists. And the only people on the front lines are Antifa with umbrellas. And that's sad because the Patriots should be right up there with them. And that should be like a common ground that we find there. I mean, remember the Bundys? Remember Finicum? I mean, this is not a one-party thing. And people say, well, Black Lives Matter have some bad people in it. Well, so do cops. Well, so do pedophiles. I mean, so do teachers.
Well, they are
bad. Every profession has some bad apples in it. Yes. So that's we need to really come together. I really think that this is an issue, and especially now that the right wing is saying that the police will do anything the COVID masters say. They don't care about Trump. They don't care about election processes. They don't care about the right wing. And so you think that this would be a unifying thing where we could all say, hey, you know what? Maybe not even George Floyd. Because George Floyd is a really overblown case, but there's several other cases that are innocent black men. We could pick a black man, we could pick a biracial man, we could pick a trans purple man and or woman in a wheelchair. Whatever's best, whatever's going to get people around each other. You know, like I always bring this up, but the NRA is silent when police kill these lawful black people owning guns. You know, that's a real opportunity for them to say, hey, no, that person's a gun owner. That person has rights. So it's a real opportunity here to go out. And you know what? If people from the right wing or libertarians or just everyday people start infiltrating these protests, then it becomes a mix. It becomes a conglomeration. People can start having conversations, and then people can start networking. And then maybe you change somebody's idea. Maybe they change your mind. You know, you never know. So you got to really get out there.
Well, you know what? I'm having a little celebration right now. I got Desperados right here. I felt the need to just sit back and just take that verdict in. and enjoy myself for a hot minute. Guys, yes, we are going to take calls. I know you guys want to speak about this stuff. Phone number 800-313-9443. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
eyeballs and find out how they get inside them sugar pie walls. Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf? As you know, I wear my boxers, so my big...
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, guys, I know you want to call. I know you guys want to talk about this verdict. You can also call the local line, 512-248-8252. That will save us a lot of money than having to pay for the international line. Oh, boy. Yes. You know, I actually took a look at the accounts there, the accounts, the charges, and I hate to say it, but the first count, I don't think he was actually guilty of. The first count being that killing someone during the process of a felony. That was the murder two charge. I don't really see how that is the case, but the second count, the murder while having basically a malicious mind or a malicious attitude, which is basically what he did, because the guy was pleading for his life, pleading for air, and he obviously ignored those pleas. So the guy was devoid of all humanity at that point. So guilty of that. And of course, manslaughter, that's an obvious one. So I think I would have been happy with 2 out of 3. But to give him all 3 counts, that tells me that they just want to avoid the city riot. They want to make an example out of him and just say, screw it, we're going to avoid this riot, no matter what.
I think that definitely played a factor into it. I think another thing is that human beings are very visual creatures. And even if these people did have a presumption of innocence for Derek Chauvin to begin with, once they start seeing the video of it, just they have to sit there through the 9 minutes and 29 seconds of what occurred. It's a very evocative, emotional thing to witness. And it's, you know, as I always bring up here, most people don't make decisions based on facts and logic. And, you know, it's really tough to say that he, you know, on all accounts, it's really tough to even say. And I would possibly agree with you there. I wouldn't say I would for sure, but I think that's definitely a point of contention. However, like I'm saying, people usually don't make decisions based on logic when you're seeing that video. And then you're getting it replayed from different angles and seeing this different stuff. And then you mix into it like that. These people also had the responsibility on them of the whole city and the whole nation. Because had they not come back with guilty on all 3 things, you know, I was watching all the live streams the minute it hit, and it was celebration. People were throwing cash up in the air. Yeah. People were cheering. So had that not occurred, we would definitely be living a different life right now. I would probably be live somewhere in the streets calling in, because it would be madness. So I'm glad for that sake it wasn't, but as you saw right afterwards, we have this 15-year-old girl gunned down. And that's another thing that we always talk about, too, is it's not going to stop. The police are going to continue to kill people. They're going to kill white people. They're going to kill black people. It, like I say, I always bring it up, 3 people a day, cops average killing. So it's really on the media's focus, but every day someone's going to get killed, and it's going to happen again. The mass shootings are going to happen again and again and again. We can't legislate away any of these problems. We really need to have an in-depth conversation as a society, a nuanced conversation, but unfortunately our society is not ready for that.
And oh, listen, I really want to get on these cops. Once again, I've told you my experience with them. Either they fall in love with me instantly, or some of them will still feel afraid of me because of my size and my demeanor, which is not timid in any way, shape, or form. And like I said, the Secret Service guys that arrested me in Detroit. Yeah. Oh, sir, we need you to sit down on the porch. No, I'm fine standing up. Well, my partner is afraid. Well, if you're afraid, you're in the wrong job, buddy. I don't tell you, I'm standing up. Let's get on with your business. Yeah, defying tradition. That's what I did. We're going to go commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I thought you were going to come back to that. Making bacon, making bacon. Yeah. Okay, so what the rant that I was getting on, this is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, by the way, which you're still tuned into if you just joined us. What I was saying for the break, you know, these cops, if they're so afraid of their lives, they're so afraid for their lives, they don't need to be on the police force.
Hobby Lobby hiring. I know there's... I think you need an arts and crafts manager.
Yeah, go fill out an application at Hobby Lobby.
Maybe Crate and Barrel, maybe... what's the place that has the dough pass brown casserole there? Cracker Barrel? Ooh, maybe Cracker...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure failed cops go work at Cracker Barrel anyways. But my point is, you cannot, I don't ever, ever want to hear a cop say they were afraid for their lives. If they use that as a defense, if they're in trial for anything, they should be fired, no matter if they come out innocent or whatever the case may be. If they use that line, if they come out innocent, no fault to them, whatever, they should still lose their jobs. I don't want somebody out on the street paranoid with a weapon.
For real.
I was afraid for my life. No. Hey, listen. You, 4 gunshots into a little girl who had a knife? Look, as a grown man.
It's not even clear if she had that knife. Because she apparently called the police about a scuffle in the front thing. And if she did, it was probably to protect herself from the scuffle she called the police on, the fight she called the police on to defend herself. Some reports are saying she had the knife because she was getting brutalized.
Listen, that's even worse. But if you're afraid for your life when you have 10 times the firepower, 10 times the lethal power that somebody else has, and they're female, you're afraid for your life? Listen,
should never be afraid of your life for a 15-year-old girl. Ever, ever.
My first New Year's here in Poland, I think it was my first New Year's here in Poland, I'm out with my lady. We just got done at the movie theaters. We just came from the movie theaters. You know, I got a couple beers in me because, you know, hey, it's Europe. But, you know, we're walking because we're going to walk over to the spot where we can catch a cab and get back home because we're in inner city. And there's this guy with his little girlfriend, and he pulls out a knife on me because and saying something. Apparently, he's mad because I'm a black man with a gorgeous little blonde, okay? And I don't know. I guess I'm a black man taking all the white women or something. I don't know. It was something to that effect. I don't speak Polish, but that's what was translated to me. But he has his kitchen knife, and he's doing jabs at me. Like I'm like, okay, bro, let's go. I'm walking towards him. And me, I have my combat experience and a very thick, expensive leather coat. So, I'm walking towards the guy. I'm like, let's do this. His girl's got tugging on him by the shirt. Let's go. And he's suddenly doing this jabbing motion like I'm supposed to be afraid. And he's getting steadily more and more pissed off because I'm not showing him any fear. I'm walking towards him. My girl's pulling on me. Don't do it. Don't kill him. She knows me. She's saying don't kill him. She knows what I'm capable of. So I'm walking towards the guy. And it gets to the point where he eventually runs off. So it's like... if you're going to pull a weapon, yeah, use it. But don't just have a weapon just to have a weapon. You're not going to intimidate someone if you're not willing to use it. Okay? Now, that may not be the case for this lady, but at the same time, I would be a good candidate for police officer. No, I don't fear for my life. Okay? Even if I did, I'm not going to express that. I'm going to do everything I can to preserve my life and the life of the person that I need to subdue. And
yeah,
these cops, forget the fact they need to be subduing people in worst case scenarios, not taking lives, especially when your life is not in imminent danger. Cop versus gun. The only person crazy enough to bring a knife to a gunfight is me. Anybody else, you don't have a problem. And for these people, and these are all instances of murder. Because when you have a gun, if you do have somebody come at you with a knife or even a baseball bat, any shot above the waist is attempted murder. You shoot somebody in the foot, you shoot somebody in the calf, you shoot somebody in the thigh. This is a part of police training. Shots above the waist are automatic attempted murder. That's, you can't get away with self-defense in the United States of America if you shoot somebody above the waist. It's attempted murder. You guys see my point here? Pour up, Mike. What were you saying before a break? Or during the break?
Well, I mean, to sum it up is I'm sick of all this stuff. You know, I said F cops, F thugs, you know, screw everybody. But I think to sum it all up, it's we're looking at two things here. It's mob rule or police state. Those are like our options, you know. What a bunch of garbage. Well, everything you're saying, I mean, it's spot on. But the problem is, you know, they're all being trained in all these, you know, garbage ways, and they have policy, and we have all of this stupid administrative state BS, and everybody wants to accept the benefits of this crap. They want the government to save them and take care of them and feed them and, you know, all this other dumb junk, give you money. And so this is what we end up with. It's, you know, the cop can't, you know, like someone said earlier, why didn't they just sit George Floyd up so he could breathe? I think I was listening to the Hodge twins. I think they were talking about that. I don't know if you ever listen to those guys. But
No.
Yeah, they're interesting, and I mean it's a you know, you can call probably. I mean, you know, they know it. They get called Uncle Toms and all that other crap, and they could probably be considered statist in a objective point of view.
That's
there.
Probably what I haven't heard of or noticed.
They're awesome, dude. Yeah, you should check them out. I mean, it's they're fun to listen to. They're always all. Yeah, we got a real good show. Yeah, they're always pounding on the table, and they got
a step further from the Hodge twins. You know, I've been bringing this point up for a long time. And what is he? What did he supposedly forge a $20 check or a fraudulent $20 bill?
Fraudulent $20 bill. Yeah, apparently.
Okay, that, I mean, to me, honestly, like, if you're a good cop, you go and be like, all right, here's a $20. You know what I'm saying? And then if we catch this guy later, we'll catch this guy later. It's $20. I mean, the Constitution guarantees you a jury trial on all over $20. Even $20.
See, that goes to the point. Yeah, that goes to the point of the Constitution has no place in this court that you'll get quoted from judges because administrative state. Thanks, FDR. That's why we got the IRS and everything. And they can't. They have liabilities. They can't let people go. They can't. Once you're detained, you're not allowed to just run away. Then everything's all this liability garbage. And, you know, I mean, back in the day it was always, you know, the lawyers, it's all the lawyers. And it really still is. That's the problem. You know, the lawyers have taken over the frickin' government, and this is what we get. We get just, we're stuck in the middle, and you accept the benefits, so you will accept the remedy that the courts provide to you, the government provides you. And that's all you're going to get. And if that's a bullet to the face or the back or whatever, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah. Well, what did I say last week while Will was gone? I said I would have gone to the store clerk, handed him $20, my own $20, would have talked to Floyd, sat him down. If he was high off the rocker, I would have said, guess what? You're going to rehab, jail or rehab. Make a choice.
Yeah, I mean, those are some pretty intelligent. Those are some pretty intelligent points of view there, and I definitely appreciated that. I forgot. I guess that was you. That wasn't. Did Will not mention the $20 bill thing?
Will just mentioned it. That's what brought it up. I said that last week while he was gone.
That's funny.
But Will has brought up the same point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is too, it's like, in a way, and don't get me wrong. One of the things here is I still feel bad that this guy, even though I still feel bad that he's going to jail, even though he had kneeled previously on a 17 or 14 year old's neck in 2017, and till he could said he couldn't breathe. I still, this guy might or may not, we don't know, we still got the sentencing to deal with, may or may not go for away for a very long time. And the thing is, as logical as that sounds to any one of us three, is that guy would never be allowed to do that. I mean, he could do that, but that would be really going above and beyond. And that's not in a police officer's training. You know what I'm saying? That's not how they're taught to be. That's not the standard. You really have to go above and beyond. And when you do that, you're making us look bad. I've talked to several ex-police officers. Oh, you're making us look bad? Oh, well, this is the thin blue line and this and that. Like, it's really tough because it's good to punish Derek Chauvin, but he's only the symptom of the problem. You know what I'm saying? As Mike is bringing up.
Yeah, let's go to the conclusion here that this is not over. This is not over. This was a screw up. This was a humongous overcharge screw up. You know that who was talking about? Oh, we're gonna tell you what to do, and then we're gonna blame you when you do it. When the mob decides that we don't like that anymore. Now, if people, you know, I've made some posts on Facebook that were really snarky. Hey, I cannot stand people dying at the hands of cops. Believe me, I am sad for every person that dies. I wish I could stop it myself. When I saw the Floyd video, when I first saw him first came out, I was like, I would run over there and knock him off of there. You know, maybe try to get him to sit him up at least. But you can't, you know, that, neither here nor there. I forgot, man. I forgot where I was going. I mean, the whole thing is
you're making a couple of snarky comments on Facebook.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so do we riot now because our team won or nah? You know, and I'm also like, you know, let me see this. What is this other one? I gotta check. I gotta look at it myself. I can't remember. Actually, Jack Blood. I know a lot of people might remember Jack Blood. He made a good post there. I'll have to go back to that in a second. But what do you think the rioters know about appeals? Because if you think that Derek Chauvin isn't going to be out on bond in about, I don't know, 12 to 36 hours after his sentencing, you know, I got a bridge to sell you. And this is not over. It's never going to be over. It's like the masks. This stuff's never going to end until people are just like, okay, I've had enough. I'm taking my bat, taking my ball, I'm going home.
You talk about, there's two things here I want to bring up. We're visual creatures. Yes. That's absolutely true. And if you saw the sentencing, I know you can't see his facial expressions, but the eyes tell everything. His eyes are going back and forth between the judge, the prosecutor, the jury. His eyes are going back and forth. And you can read his mind. What I read from his mind was, wait, after all I've done for you in Memphis, this is how you're going to treat me? Oh, yeah. Really? This is the consideration you do me? That's what he was thinking.
Yeah, the cops may be the epitome of the useful idiots that, you know, they talk about first ones to go. You know, I mean, you got the Antifa useful idiots, and then you got the police useful idiots, and the soldier useful idiots.
And the other thing, though, is that thin blue line. I'm sick of hearing that gross one. Yeah, you know all, what can make that line a lot thicker? Yeah.
Act like a gang, walk like a gang, talk like a gang. You're a freaking gang, man. I always like to joke about, yeah, I got some... There's some crazy guy in it looks like a gang vehicle. He's got a bunch of flashing lights on it. He's been tailing me for about a quarter mile now. You know, he's want to call the, you know, whatever agency's on your ass, like call the other agency and just like tell them there's some gang. You know, turn it into a Super Troopers kind of thing. Have them fight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not your jurisdiction. Absolutely. But this thin blue line, it can be made a lot thicker by common sense and some stricter regulations on the powers of the police officers.
Yeah, that the regulations are for the government. That's what people, everything's just getting all twisted up with this administrative state crap, you know. The traffic laws are for the government. You know, that's for government employees, you know. Income tax, that's for government employees. You know, U.S. citizenship, yeah, you're a government employee. We got guys that talk about this for decades, and we got people that have taken the steps to get out of the system. Of course, you walk, you know, it's like it's, you can get into some, like, quotes from Christ, or you're like, you walk among the dead, but, you know, you are of the living, and things, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff that you can sort of point to. But we're constantly getting drugged down into this garbage cesspit where you know, like I said, it's just mob rule versus police state. Like, which one do you want? That's your, that's the choices the government hands to you. And then we have our, I mean, I could go ranting about the stupid mayor down here. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars of property in three county area, man. The guy is a friggin' just, oh my goodness. And everybody's, just, you go to his Facebook page and there it is, you know, the 65% of the comments are, thank you, Mayor Adler, you're the best. Oh, good gravy, glad we have Mayor Adler here. Isn't he great? And then there's, like, the other people, they're like, what the hell are y'all smoking? Like, are you crazy? Get rid of this guy. And there's me over there like, I want to fight you, Mayor Adler, let's go. And then I'm, you know, he's reporting.
He's a Jew, isn't he?
Yes, indeed. And he's come from the Jewish family, from the D.C. area. Oh, he fought the government. He fought the eminent domain for, you know, that's how he made his bread and butter back in the day when he was a lawyer. Now he buys up property and jacks around, you know, property values and puts the homeless people all along the highways. I'm assuming at this point it's so he can drive down the main arterial corridor property values and then scoop that up. He has 71 – this is from 2018. There's a website that was – it's all about a stop – something about – it's called, like, SALE, and it's, like, an acronym. It's an acronym for something about Adler and some crap. But 71 properties in three counties, over $300 million, and his wife's a real estate, like, super broker who has interest in, like, dozens of other properties that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow. Conflict of interest,
yeah,
all over the place,
yeah,
yeah.
And so here, this is, you know, this is what you get. You know, you sit around and you think that nothing matters, and oh, it's, you know, Democrats versus Republicans or whatever other garbage they feed you.
Oh,
man. Mob rule versus police state, and then we end up with this crap, these snakes that just take over everything, and then wow,
9/11
Republican, 9/11, never forget. Did you just forget? I'm going to have to report.
Well,
unreal, man. It's just unreal.
It is.
We live in bizarro world. I'm reading some story out of, like, a pretty, it's like the Intelligencer seemed to be kind of a legit sort of news
outlet. It is.
Yeah, and they're quoting some guy about how he's going to wear the mask forever. And the dude's freaking name is Michael Bizarro. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. And I don't know if that was like a nod and a wink from them, because it was weird. I'm like, this is really weird. This is, I'm like, bizarre. I'm sitting there just like mumbling at the computer screen to myself for like 2 minutes.
Well, that's way worse than the head of the DHS. Which is Chad Wolf.
Not even in sheep's clothing, just straight out.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is.
Sheep's clothing? Too much. We don't need no stinking sheep's clothing.
No, they don't need any cover anymore. They're out in the open. You know, it's funny because, you know, we've all been listening to people say, oh, this stuff is going to come one day. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. We have almost every single thing except for, like, mass microchipping. Like, that's the only thing we don't have. We don't even need that because we have our cell phones,
yeah,
right,
exactly,
next to us.
Yeah.
The chemtrails. We are mass chips.
Yeah.
Chemtrails.
That, so, I mean, exactly. So, I mean, we are basically – I mean, everything that all these guys were saying, you know, Myron Fagan, Fritz Springmeier, Jordan Maxwell – you know, David Icke, Alex Jones, all these guys saying this crap for all these years, and now we're literally living in it, and we got butthole swabs, we got,
it's anal, it's Klaus Anal Schwabs.
Yeah.
You know, you remind me of the guy off of Boondocks, that's the terrified of being anally raped.
Yeah, yeah. Having
nightmares about this. Butt swabs.
Yeah, that was a crazy episode. Oh man, I never watched the last couple episodes of that because I was like, if I watch it, I can never go and watch these. I'm gonna go back and watch them because there's. I very rarely enjoy a show, and that one I've thoroughly enjoyed. It starts off talking about the Bilderberg Group and Ronald Reagan 666, and I'm like, oh man,
racist. Awesome. You're racist.
Yeah.
You're racist. Well. Mr. Turbin, so, I find you racist, and I sentence you to RBN co-host him forever.
Okay. And by the way, I didn't mean to say Jews. I meant to say Zionists. Yeah. The guy's a Zionist.
He's a high Zionist, all right. This butthead mayor, he probably has us sold out to Israel at this point. We just don't know it yet. They're just like, you know, they're holding the titles. There's another thing, man. Title. You don't have a freaking title to anything. You got a certificate of title.
Austin is actually renamed the Golan Heights.
Yeah.
In a ceremony.
Yeah. Man. Seriously.
I got some for this.
I think Black people are gonna be there. It only took about 300 episodes, but thank you.
Yeah, I got something else to say. You got a special appearance here.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay.
Next birthday, I'm gonna request that at the club.
I have the full complete. I have the Kawaii Alex Jones. I got all of that. I got each and every Alex Jones song there is.
You listen to me, son of a bitch.
Listen to me.
Oh, man. Let's just cancel the second hour and play on the Alex Jones soundboard.
You think it's tough? You're about to get it. Stop lying, Dad. I'm getting pissed now.
You got your hand off my peanut. Gentlemen,
this is
Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis!
Exactly. Oh, you know, my favorite video.
I tried to suppress that.
My favorite cop video is the one where the cop is searching a dude. You got me handcuffs, right? He puts his hand like on the outside of his pocket. He grabs something. He's like, "What's this?" The guy's like, "My penis." Oh. Like, that dude's packing heat. You better arrest him for real.
Oh, wow. I just played that Frogs Gay from Jones on YouTube, and there's the Chris Rock, How to Not Get Your Ass Kicked by the Police from 14 years ago. We should play
I bet you that didn't age well.
Dude, I mean, people were saying, I figured they would have scrubbed this thing, but here it is, like, in the recommended section for RBN's YouTube channel account.
It's fun. Hip-hop is all... Okay, so let me say a couple things, right? Real quick, I know we're coming up on a break. Hip-hop has always been real funny about the stuff they censor. You can, in one line, say, "I'm smacking hoes and selling crack to my grandfather's baby mama." And in the next sentence, after the World Trade Center, they'll bleep that out. Or, do you remember one of the most popular songs of 1997 was Puff Daddy, The Lock, Lil' Kim, and B.E.I.D. with "It's All About the Benjamin." And on the radio, they edited one word, which was not a swear. Can anybody guess what that word was?
9/11? 9/11, 9/11, 9/11?
No, actually Hebrews. It was Hebrews. They say that chick's like, they say he stacked chips like Hebrews, and they bleep out Hebrews.
Wow.
So, but it's okay. You can say you can smack up hoes, sell drugs to your community, and rape any competitor. But if you can't say he.
Oh my God! Hey, listen, we're gonna go to a quick break, and then we'll come back at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.